Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A San Francisco supervisor is proposing to turn a street near the zoo into a safe parking place for people who live in RVs. Several RVs have moved to that location after being forced to move from their previous spot near San Francisco State in Stonestown. Phil, this has been a problem the city has been dealing with, and it sounds like they're just moving it all over the place.
Right, and they're going to move it again. Supervisor Melgar's idea of turning the road into a homeless encampment for RVs is not going to work. It's simply not. The mayor's already said no to it. And the reason is, one, the road's pretty narrow, and two, it's also the home of the Pomeroy Recreation and Rehabilitation Center, which is one of San Francisco's oldest and biggest centers for adults and children with handicaps and developmental disabilities. So you have RVs parked, blocking sidewalks, making it difficult for people to get in and out, coming from all over the city, trying to get to the center. You have programs for kids. You have generators out there operating that could be fire hazards. So they're not happy about that. The center's people are trying to be compassionate. They want to help. They even have a food pantry that's available to the homeless families and people that are there. But it's just not going to work out. It's simply not, especially not an election year for Mayor London Breed. She's going to move them on to some other place. Where that is remains to be seen, because this is turning into a group of new people that are arriving in San Francisco with some really distinctive challenges.
You like to use the term whack-a-mole. And to me, this seems like that, right? Because they're just going to keep moving them around, I guess, until people don't object?
Well, here's the story, Patty. What's going on out there is something that you might be seeing all around the Bay Area. These people in these RVs are not from San Francisco. They're not the drug takers. They're not the mentally ill. These are working poor people that have come up from the border. These are the migrants that you see on TV crossing the border, meeting up with Homeland Security and immigration, and then being dispersed throughout America. They're making their way into San Francisco. This is a new problem for the administration. These are working people. You know, they might be the ones selling fruit on the corner or hot dogs down in the Embarcadero. They have families with young children, and a lot of them don't own these RVs. They are renting them from people who buy them for a couple of grand and then rent them out for $700 to $1,000 a month to these families. So it's not your typical homeless. You can't just give them offer them a bus ticket back to Caracas or down to El Salvador. That's not going to work. And there's children involved. So this is a very dicey situation, one that has the city officials nervous, because if it continues, the problem's going to be tougher. But like you said, it's one thing to push one thing, homeless from encampments from one place to another. But when you start moving families, that gets to be a lot dicier, both politically and public relations-wise.
I didn't realize it was a different kind of problem. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.